Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Maria del Carmen, my twin sister, discovered some secret letters hidden in my diary, written by a man named Antonio, who claims he's our real father. It goes without saying she hasn't been able to stop reading, and that's exactly what she's doing now.
Dear daughter, I don't know if you've received my letters. I'll keep sending them with the hope that one day you'll find them. Why can't I get through one mysterious letter?
Senorita Gloria, aren't you going to come down for breakfast?
No, thank you. I'm not hungry.
Mi amor, it's me, Raul. Are you sure you don't want to come? I miss you. You are the love of my life, the nuts in my oatmeal, the granite to my countertop. We're like two majestic...
I don't even know what that means, and I don't have time to decipher your metaphors. Thank you both for your concern, but I'm not ready to deal with all of this.
Gloria, you can't keep yourself locked up forever. Is this because you don't want to deal with the press?
What?
You'll have to confront the camera sooner than later. Oh, wait. Is this some sort of role-playing thing? You want me to break down the door and rescue you as if you were a captive princess and I your knight in shining armor?
What?
Should I leave?
No, Raul. And what are you even talking about? What press?
Have you not looked out the window?
No.
The paparazzi haven't left since the accident. Look.
No. There's too much going on. I need to process all of this.
Yeah. It's okay.
Por favor, leave me alone. I need to pray.
Pray? Since when do you pray? Oh, or is this another role-play thing where you're some kind of a nun, and I, a naughty priest? In the name of the Father.
I'm still here.
Look, I'll come down when I'm ready.
Of course.
Dios santo, what have I gotten myself into? The first day I leave the convent, I find out that I have a twin sister who immediately dies right in front of me in a tragic accident, and as if that isn't enough drama, I also find out that I have a super rich family, But now these letters say they might be murderers? Oh, forgive my tone, Dios santo, but are you freaking kidding me? Wait a minute. Maybe these letters aren't even real. I mean, anybody could have written these. Maybe it was like, I don't know, a creative writing assignment. I'm not going to read them. I need a distraction.
Welcome to tonight's game.
Ever since she crashed her boat on Saturday, the model and celebrity Gloria Calderon hasn't left her swanky house in South Beach.
Is there no escape?
As famous for her hot bod as she is for her long list of exes, the star is set to get married next month with her boyfriend, Raul Santana, son of political advisor Nacho Santana. The couple was last seen at the Calderon Mansion, also known as La Casa Rosa, last Saturday evening.
I can't handle this anymore. I need to get out of here.
Senorita Gloria, where are you going? Do you need anything?
Shh. Yes, Estrella, I need your help.
What is going on? Oh, do you need more tea?
No tea. I need some air. I need to get out of this place for a second without anyone noticing. I feel like I'm suffocating.
It's okay. Damn. I haven't seen you this stressed out since Nicki Minaj and Cardi B had that fight at that fancy party. And you know it was Nicki Minaj's fault because she was the one liking things on Twitter saying Cardi B should die. You know, I'm Barty gang.
What?
But don't tell no.
What do those words even mean? No, I need to get out of here.
Okay. I have an idea. Here, take my apron. Grab these glasses and, take this scarf.
Hey.
You can take my car. It's right around the back of the house. No one will recognize you.
Oh, gracias, Estrella. You're the best. Dios, I don't know what to do. What would Hermana Claudia do if she were me? Or what would you do? What would I do? No, I, I need your help.
Excuse me. You are sitting on my jacket.
Oh, sorry. How long have you been sitting there?
About 10 minutes or so. You didn't realize I was here, but you sat right next to me and just started talking to yourself. I didn't want to interrupt you because, you know, you're allowed to do that. But I've also learned it's best not to talk to people who seem a little crazy.
Oh,
not that you're crazy. I'm just saying that people who seem a little crazy. I mean, look, I don't know you, but my point is I am not assuming anything about your mental state. You do whatever you want. I am an ally. This is coming out real wrong.
It's fine. Here's your jacket. I'm really sorry.
Oh, hey, no. Don't worry about it. I sit on strangers' jackets, like, twice a week. It's all good. I also come here to clear my head when I'm feeling a little lost, so...
Oh,
I get it.
Yeah, and do you ever find the answer you're looking for?
Nope, never have. No. I do it more to remind myself that there is no such thing as the right answer. There are only options, all of them with their own set of pros and cons.
And what choice did you make today?
I haven't made it yet. I came here for some quiet and was really kind of getting in the zone, and then you showed up.
Oh, sorry.
No. I'm saying I didn't mean, like, it's okay. I'm sort of trying to make a big life decision. You know, on one hand, I can pursue my dream, and then on the other hand, I settle with what I have, which is comfortable.
Well, it seems pretty obvious to me. You should follow your dream.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a dream without consequences. You know... Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to be a reporter. Like the ones from the movies that end up catching the bad guys and staying up late, chain-smoking and writing articles that'll change the world. That was going to be me! Without the chain-smoking, because I have asthma, but everything else. But then I grew up and I realized journalism isn't as Leonard and Bernstein-y as I thought it was going to be. It's a lot of listicles about what kind of sandwich you are, which is obviously jamón y queso. I don't know. I guess we're all just trying to get what we want without hurting too many people in the process, right? Whoa, that was deep. How did we... by the way, I'm Andres. Andres Reyes. Nice to meet you.
Maria del Carmen, thanks for the advice, I guess. I should go. I have something I gotta do.
All right, here whenever you want to sit on my jacket, Maria. Good luck.
You too, Andres.
How'd it go, señorita?
Much better. Thank you for your help, Estrella. I really appreciate it.
Of course. That's why I'm here. I'll leave you to rest.
All right. Where are the letters? I can do this. I lived in a convent. I can do this. Dear daughter, I don't know if you've received my letters. I'll keep sending them with the hope that one day you'll find out the truth about the Calderones.
In my last letter, I told you that Esteban and Luisa were incapable of getting pregnant. And Luisa was determined to hide that fact from her father, Don Severo, who was obsessed with having an heir.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
In my last letter, I told you that Esteban and Luisa were incapable of getting pregnant. And Luisa was determined to hide that fact from her father, Don Severo, who was obsessed with having an heir.
Luisa! 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 Papa, what's wrong?
Bring me water. I'm glad you finally decided to wake up. Were you too busy eating bonbons and watching your ridiculous telenovelas?
No, no. Perdóname. I was asleep. It's 3 a.m.
We need to talk.
If what you're about to tell me is that I need another nose job, I already told you. The doctor told me if I get another one, I'll lose my sense of smell.
No, Luisa. The doctors have finally given me the test results back. And it is exactly as I suspected. I'm dying.
No! It can't be! Well, maybe it can. There must be something we can do. Some sort of treatment.
Luisa, please stop. You know how much I hate emotions. The point is... my time has come. Luisa, my only daughter. It's no secret that I always wanted to have a son. A strong, determined son. Who could have taken the reins of my empire and steered this family towards success. But your mother was incapable of giving me a son. And I had to settle with a daughter. You know, I always thought I might have been a little too rough on you. Some would say too misogynistic. But I'm not sexist. Not at all. I just think men are better than women. I'll admit, I had hoped that in time, even despite being a woman, you could have still somehow bring honor to our family name. But you have disappointed me in more ways than I could have ever imagined. You're irresponsible, cruel, and frivolous. You're completely incapable of running my businesses, much less our family. And to make matters even worse, you are ugly. Que Dios me perdone, but you look like Diego Rivera with a wig.
Where are you going with this? Do you want me to hate you before you die? Is that what this is?
No. Luisa, it's not so you hate me. It's so you would understand why I'm doing what I am about to tell you that I am going to do. You will not inherit a cent from my fortune.
Dad?
When you marry that useless excuse of a man, my only hope was that you two would have a baby so someone that was worth a damn could take the reins of this family. But you've been married for 3 years and you've given me nothing. So when I die, I will leave my whole fortune to...
Papa! I'm pregnant! I was waiting for the right time to tell you.
You're pregnant?
Papa, I'm totally pregnant. That's what I wanted to tell you. I'm for sure going to have a baby. The heir you've always wanted.
An heir? Bueno, if what you say is true, then we must discuss the future of our family.
Of course it was a lie. Luisa wasn't pregnant. She and Esteban were sterile. But with Don Severo's fortune on the line, she'd have to come up with a way to get a baby. No option was off the table. Oh my God, what did they do? What did they do? I guess you'll have to keep reading to find out, hermanita.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Serkis, Monisa Hinrix, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Andy Bustillos, X Mayo, Alan Eisenberg, Alfredo Narciso, and David Bueno. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.